Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's get into our first topic today. Speaking of trying to finish things off with a win, do you think this Seattle Seahawks game for the Atlanta Falcons is a must win?
Personally, I don't believe in must wins unless it's playoff,
right?
Playoffs, football, and baseball, or you know, you need this game to make the division, win the division, or something like that, or keep your playoff hopes alive. Then yes, I believe it in those games. But on week three, I don't. That being said, Dylan, I believe it's as close as you can get in the first 3 to 4 weeks of a season to be a must win.
Right.
You know, you're 0-2. Mm-hmm. You've played two teams who one's a defending Super Bowl champion. The other was picked by all the pundits to win the division. They're now 1-1. We've seen that they have a pretty good defense. They can hang with teams, and you're able to put points on them.
Right.
And that's nothing to be ashamed of. But the fact of the matter is, this is as winnable of a game coming into the season before anything was played. This was as winnable of a game as you had on the schedule at any point, and in the and especially in the first 4 or 5 weeks. Seattle looked really good their first week, but now we kind of, after 2 weeks, we kind of look at, is that Denver team they played really any good? Last week, they were just flat out embarrassed, basically, by the San Francisco 49ers, a team who, by the way, lost what they thought their starting quarterback was. So a weird game for them. But it's a game to me where if you don't win, there's bigger issues than we have the first 2 weeks. This is a game where all the little things you should be up that you haven't done, there's no reason why you can't do in this game. This team is no more talented than you. They don't execute better than you. Through 2 weeks, you've been a better team. But you should absolutely go out there and win. Now, the problem is Seattle is probably looking at us the same way. Me and Dave Archer were talking about that. He goes, yeah, well, you know, Seattle's probably looking at it the same way, though. They're 1-1. We're 0-2. So they probably think this is a winnable game for them. So to me, this is a game that the 2021 version would win.
Right.
We're in 2022, and we've got some different parts. Personally, I think we got a better roster, Dylan. I know we had a better quarterback in 21 because that guy is a future Hall of Famer. Whether you think he's not the guy or never was the guy or not, facts are facts, and that's what he's going to see.
Yeah.
But to me, this is a winnable game. It's the kind of game that this coaching staff proved last year they know how to win. So is it must win? No, not to me. I want to get your take, obviously. To me, no. To me, what this game is this is a prove-it game.
Right.
If you truly are better than you were last year, if you truly are as close as we've heard players and coaches say after the first two losses, then this is a game you win. So in that standpoint, there's major issues to me. Or not, let me rephrase it. There are bigger issues than we thought if they don't win this game.
Correct. I feel the exact same way. I am of the belief that you should win this game. This was a game, you touched on it. We always looked at the schedule, no matter what, and said, okay, week three, 2022, against the Seattle Seahawks, even though it's in Seattle, that'll make it a little tougher, but this is a game the Atlanta Falcons should win. You already, in the first 2 weeks, went up against two good teams, two, you could argue, playoff caliber teams, definitely the Rams, the Saints, like you said, the pundits said this is a team that could win the division. So they're obviously a playoff contender in a lot of people's minds. So with that, you really should have beat the first playoff contender you played in the New Orleans Saints. And you were right there, had opportunities to win against the defending Super Bowl champions, who will also be playoff contenders again this year. So you've already showed you could hang with the best of the best in the NFL. I'm sorry. No shade, just truth. The Seattle Seahawks are not that good. They're not as good as the New Orleans Saints. They're not as good as the Los Angeles Rams. This is a team you should beat. I am of the opinion now, after seeing what I saw in week two, what the Seahawks did against the 49ers, I am of the opinion they were all juiced up at home, week one, opener. Russell Wilson came back. I think everybody on Seattle was just juiced up for that game. That obviously gave them extra momentum, and they rode on that momentum and ended up winning the game. I think that had a lot to do with their performance in week one, because week two we didn't see that same week one team. We didn't see that same Seattle Seahawks, that same week one Seattle Seahawks team that we saw in week two against the 49ers. Completely different team. So I think we'll get more of that week two Seattle Seahawks than we will week one.
Well, it's also possible that the Denver team we saw, and that we think is really not that good. They struggled again. Russell Wilson doesn't look very good. Hackett's play calling and his decisions in game are very questionable. So maybe they're just not as good as we thought too, Dylan, right? Yeah. I mean, that's an opportunity. Maybe Seattle just played a team that is not near as good as what is expected to be at this point in the season.
Right. And then, as you touched on too, so that's kind of the first thing. The second thing is we are better than we were last year. And the team we had last year still probably could beat this team going into Seattle. So if we truly are better, and if we truly are the team that showed, hey, we can compete with the best of the best in the NFL, this is a team we should beat. I don't care if it is on the road. We almost beat the Rams on the road. So this is a team you should not only compete with, but this is a team you should beat. And if Arthur Smith and all the players are truly, you know, talking about we're going to learn from this, we're going to grow from how the first two games ended, then you should be able to not only get out in front in this game, but finish this game as well. Because I think we all know the Falcons won't get blown out in this game. They're going to be competitive. It's going to be a competitive football game. But can you finish the game and actually get the win this time? That's where the prove it part comes into me. Can you show me you've learned from your mistakes in the first 2 weeks, and do you know how to finish now? Or can you finish against this team? I think that's where the prove it part comes into play. So not a must win. Everything is still in front of you, even if you lose this game. But now you're looking at, you know, you're moving on to week four. That's a tough matchup, you know. So then you're thinking about, oh, man, could we start 0-4? So this is just really a game you need to win, not a must win, but a lot of things to prove, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. Just keep thinking about it. I just keep hearing how close they are, and it's true. And then I've seen it. I think they're close, too. Yeah. I've said multiple times, like, I think the reason this team is losing games is because of the little things. And to me, this is a week where you got to go put all those little things together. You've got to learn from all your past mistakes. Go put the little things together. And honestly, I think if this team plays like they did in the second half against the Rams and the first three quarters against the Saints, you know, this is a double-digit win for the Falcons. Yeah. I think that's what they should be. Will they do it? I can't tell you. But to me, that's the way I feel. I feel that based off what I've seen for five quarters and eight this season, that tells me this team can win this game and easily. And that's what I expect. That's what I expect to see Sunday afternoon at 4:25 Eastern time in this game. I don't expect to leave unhappy and 0-3. And if we do, we're going to have a completely different conversation Monday morning on Monday Night Football, on PJ Football.
we're taking Troy news alert. We're taking Troy Aikman and Joe Buck's spot on Monday Night Football, and we're not going to talk about the game at all. We're just going to talk about the Falcons.